light, flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the guy, moon shining, show the swinging light. Flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky, moon show, moon swing, moon fly. Flick of the light, flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky, moon shining, show the swinging light. Racing as if wired to a battery pack. Flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky. Coffee black hole for the soul, my skin the sack. Flick of the light, flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky. Heart racing as if wired to a battery light. Flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky. Moon show, moon swing, moon fly. Deep flick of the light, flick of the sky, flick of the light of the grass sky. Moon shining, show the swing, moon fly. Light over the soul, my skin the sack. Flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky. Moon show, moon swing, moon fly. Flick of the light, flick of the sky, flick of the light, flick of the sky. Black showing, moon show. In the sack.
It's undeniable. Clusters of verbena nestle between sedum, tree ivy buzzing with bees and rotting windfall luring wasps to sup the fermenting gunk until intoxication leaves them belligerent. Life continues, but like a quietly humming incinerator disguised as a play barn. These signs, fleeting, ungraspable, are herald of that unstoppable shift. But within the quotidian, it seems to only mean the blind must creep down the office window, as sunlight's begun its ever-decreasing arch over the sky, dazzling me, until the window is fully covered. The room cast in the nightmare of the glare of a tungsten filament halogen cycle. Stepping out for lunch, hankering roasted coffee or shrub seeds, imported but with carbon offset, ground, then steamed into a soup using pasteurized udder froth, perhaps also allowing myself a nibble on overpriced leaves smattered with toasted seed sprinkles. I discover amongst receipts and chocolate bar wrappers a handful of lamb's ear still in my pocket. Why, I'd picked this days ago, but the mild weather has slowed its decay, a small, unseasonal victory, and a reminder, a line cast into the future. Ambition. I've often thought it would be wonderful to grow a large bed of lamb's ear in the garden, replacing the monotonous square of grass found in every carbon copy house making up the streets that trail off into the distance, infinite suburbs in every direction. Then I could undress and roll in it, soothing my entire body rather than relying on just thumb and fingertip to send calm through my agitated system. Of course, I'd need to time it carefully before the flowers shoot skyward and make such an indulgence impractical or even hazardous. My disembodied assistant suggests early spring,
before flowering when last year's stalks have rotted or softened to an acceptable degree.
It sends me images of the plant throughout the year in different climates, fully aware of my current location, but knowing how I like to get lost in factual ephemera.
There's also potential in early autumn,
it adds in an audio message postscript, discovered as I slurp a reheated stroganoff while sat on the sofa.
But this will require pruning back dead growth, though any damage to the plant sustained during your personal soothing process could harm its survival over the colder months. Local and global climate changes notwithstanding.
Thank you.